You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank, and that's me, LyleSwithenbank. Welcome back. Another episode coming on YouTube, so thank you if you're joining us on YouTube. Otherwise, if you're just listening to the audio version on your Apple Podcast, your Google Podcast app, Spotify, Audible, all those fun places you can get us, Amazon Music as well, don't let me forget them. We appreciate all of your support. If you've got time to go and give us a rate and review on that device, that'd be great. And if you could give us a like and a comment, subscribe below on the YouTube video, again, helps us grow. Helps all of these different platforms keep us live and free, and we enjoy being on here. I know for one, I particularly am enjoying the video side of things while all of this develops and we put this together. It really adds to my creative, personality, I guess, is the word that we're looking for. Now, today, what we're going to talk about, I digress, we've got to dive into these things. We are going to be talking about Zion Williamson. A new article came out from GQ Sports. That happened, overnight, I guess. He met with GQ Sports a little while ago at the San Diego Comic-Con. Now, we know Zion Williamson is a huge Naruto fan. If you don't know Naruto, it is a Japanese anime. It was comics and then became a TV show as well. He's a big fan of it. He has been since he was a kid. Came out in 1999, right when he was a young fella. And he's growing up with it. He found that he could find parallels between himself and Naruto. And he spoke about this fandom at Comic-Con with Trey Dean of GQ Sports. And this article came out. It was fantastic, honestly. I really enjoyed it. And if you haven't had a read, go and find that and find out the full story. But it was quite an interesting insight into a guy that we haven't heard much from. And Zion traditionally doesn't speak much to the media. He lets other people speak for him, and sometimes to his detriment, because sometimes no one speaks and then the media runs wild and everyone's guilty of criticizing him for the last year and disappointingly so, as a young guy just trying to find his way in the world. And those parallels between him and Naruto, he's found Naruto by way of backstory. He's a young ninja in a Japanese village, and he goes off and wants to become the best ninja in his village, and at 16 gets sent off to train and become better. And much with parallels of Zion, which he mentioned himself, in that he, at 16, was thrust into the limelight. Drake wore his jersey at a concert. His mixtape video came out where he was absolute freak of nature, as we know. And that's really when his stardom started burning brightest, I guess. I think he knew that he was pretty talented, and then the world caught on, and from there people really gravitated towards him. He got that notoriety, everyone else started getting around him, and he really started to develop into that household name. Now, similar to the anime character Naruto, he also went through the trial and tribulations, and at 16 was thrust into the limelight to become all of the best ninja in the city or in the town. So he drew on these parallels, and it's funny how guys, I mean, athletes and I suppose people in general, find parallels between things that they're fans of, and in this circumstance, it was actually, he credits Naruto as being a source of inspiration through this tough year that he has. As we know, he was injured for the entirety of the year, broken foot, stress fracture in that side of his foot there, and that continued to hamper him all year. And as that healed and he went through the rehabs and went to Portland, as we know, and for his rehab by himself, he copped a lot of criticism, and there was a lot of flack for him being injured, and there was issues, criticisms of his weight and his conditioning and eating habits, and we all saw the videos, we saw the terrible photoshops, the outrageous takes that people were saying, and he found solace in something that he was a fan of. And I think what this article really talked about was that that sort of inspired him to on his road to recovery. You know, the hero's journey is fans of fantasy books and the like, and a lot of TV shows and the like, they follow this hero's journey, which is a genre of story where the hero finds out as they go along the story things as the reader or the consumer does as well. And similar to this is that Zion found out along the way that he had a lot of critics, that people were happy to criticize him as he went along, and any time he hit a bump in the road, he had to overcome that challenge. And that was something that I think he really thrived on, and that's what he talks about with Trey in this GQ article. Now, something else I want to talk about in this is that we knew about this fandom with Naruto from a while back, but as to how obsessed he was with the anime, I think we found out more in this article, which I really liked. It's another layer of Zion that, as a fan of the team and as someone that likes to talk about the team and is a bit of a super fan myself, it is nice to know that a different layer of these guys. At the end of the day, this is a 21-year-old kid. You know, at our guys, people like to consume stuff at different ages, and you know, comic books and things like that. I mean, I'm self-confessed nerd into all things fantasy related and things like that, but not so much into the anime and the like. I never really got into that, but I digress. It's interesting to uncover another layer and be able to relate to guys like this. You know, he talks openly about it, and then we see that his brand actually crosses over with Naruto. They did that crossover, which I thought was fantastic sort of marketing, because he hits another layer of fans. People say, well, this is a basketball player. This is a fantastic basketball player, but it's also a fan of an anime that I can relate to. And really smart from Jordan Brand getting that crossover happening, and Naruto and Zion teaming up to make that collaboration possible. Now, we saw this with his shoes. There was a number of shoe colorways that came out with the Zion ones, his signature shoe. And again, it's uncommon that this has happened before. There hasn't been many of these crossovers historically where that, I suppose, pop culture meets the NBA, and throughout the journey there has been. But this was probably one that was more in the modern NBA, where we saw an actual brand being Naruto and with its own cult following team up with the Jordan brand and Zion to collab with merchandise, with the shoes. So you can have a look at his brand. You can go on the Jordan website and you'll see all this Naruto collaboration. There's jumpers, shorts, shoes, hats, all that fun stuff. And it was quite an interesting collaboration to see. Now, what I enjoyed about this article as well is that he struggled openly. I mean, he's talked about that since, as how difficult the last year was. And to have the critics and the like jump on him and talk about, you know, everything about him. Oh, he's leaving the Pelicans. He hates it here. His family hates New Orleans. His foot's never going to heal. He's a bust. All of this sort of stuff, this narrative that we heard throughout the year that honestly was, you look back and objectively read it and it's brutal. This is a 21-year-old kid who really did cop a lot of flack, probably unnecessarily, because injuries happen. And form your own opinions. I'm not trying to tell you whether him not speaking out or anything like that was right or wrong. I don't know him personally. And honestly, I've been a big fan of his game and a big fan of having him on the Pelicans. And so to see this and then to read that, you know, he struggled with things like mental health and, you know, getting down with seeing all this criticism and copying this criticism when injuries are a big part of the game, it's something that he had to deal with. And to be able to find solace in something that he enjoys, I think, is refreshing. And to know that he had that ability to collaborate with, you know, don't meet your heroes, they say, but he managed to meet with the Naruto team and create these things, I thought was really fantastic. So looking forward to seeing more of that down the line, and perhaps other athletes will do that sort of crossovers as well with different brands and different pop culture TV shows and the like, which I'm looking forward to seeing. I thoroughly enjoy and I encourage. I think it's a great marketing scheme and also something that guys can really take note of. And, you know, another stream of fandom, another way that the NBA reaches people. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, otherwise, it was a fantastic article. Go and check that out. GQ Sports and Trey Dean is the author, the journalist that went with Zion and uncovered his super fan, unpacked it all. And Zion was actually at Comic-Con. He got to sit on a panel about Naruto and got asked questions and spoke with the fans. And that was pretty cool to hear that he got to live that out. So pretty awesome. And yeah, so check that article out, as I said. After the break, we're going to come back and we're going to have a chat about the impending schedule. The NBA has released, well, it was leaked. Shams reported on the Christmas Day schedule. We're going to have a chat about that and why they missed a trick not putting the Pelicans on Christmas Day. But we'll be back after these messages.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Before the break, we talked about Zion's journey with Naruto and the article that came out overnight by GQ Sports. And now we're going to have a chat about the Christmas Day schedule. Now, there was a number of games released, none which contained the Pelicans. We have the Lakers feature, we have the Knicks feature, Knicks and Philadelphia, which I don't understand. Missed a trick there by not bringing in, Trae Young and the Hawks. I think he was excited to get involved with that. Missed out on the Pelicans, which was the number one national covered team. If you'd like to tip your hat to that, New Orleans, when they're on TV, will watch the basketball when they're able to access that. And so it was the biggest national game market in America, which, I don't know, we could have told you that. But they're missing a trick. Zion's back. It's going to be healthy. This team's going to be exciting. And instead of putting him on and the team on the biggest stage, they're going to try to take on the NFL schedule with some lackluster games. I don't think any of them are that exciting. I'm not really hanging out to see them. And the reason I think they missed a trick is that there's a draw card in this. People want to go and see Zion Williamson. And as much as the team is going to be fantastic, and we've talked about that countless times, he's a draw card. He's the heir apparent to the NBA. And as long as he's healthy, and which from all reports he is, he looks fantastic. He's been training hard. He looks like the comeback season is going to be complete. It's going to be fantastic. They missed a trick. You've got Brandon Ingram, who stole the hearts of the casual NBA fan in the playoffs against the Phoenix Suns. You've got Zion Williamson, who's a draw card, enough said. You've got Jonas Valanciunas, which draws the Lithuanians in. You've got Dyson Daniels, who brings the Australians in. You've got CJ McCollum, the NBA president of the Players Association, is another draw card, pseudo all-star. Jose Alvarado, who's been doing the media rounds. You know, you've got another year from all reports, Trey Murphy looking like the most improved player this year. Who knows? The team could be awesome, and you could get some really good rivalries. Make them play Phoenix. Make them play Memphis. Make them play the Knicks. I mean, I'm going to be in New York for Christmas Day, so I mean, I'll go and watch that game regardless, Knicks-Philly, but imagine Knicks-Pelicans. I think they missed a trick. But again, go and check out the schedule of who is playing. It's going to be Shams is the one that has released the full schedule of Christmas Day's trips and drabs of the actual schedule coming out. Opening night will be a couple of games as well. No one to report. Too exciting. But check all that out as well. Now, we get the schedule reportedly by David Locke, the owner of Locked On, and you listen to all their podcasts throughout the journey, talked that the schedule is coming out Wednesday, I think 1 p.m. Mountain Time. So we're going to be waiting for Thursday to find out what the full schedule is, which I'm hanging out for because I need to book my tickets because I will be in New Orleans coming up over New Year's. So hang out for that. We're going to talk about the whole trip coming up as well because that's going to be very exciting, and especially for me, but we're going to host a whole heap of stuff while we're in New Orleans. Well, we're going to try to, so keep a posted for that. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. I think that is long enough. We talked about Zion. We talked about Christmas Day. I'm going to leave it at that. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Stay safe and bye for now.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.